The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
This is Paul Cullen and I'm talking about the Dublin South Central constituency, which has 5 seats. Fianna Fáil are on a hiding to nothing in the Dublin South Central constituency. While their poll ratings are down nationally, they're certain to feel the pressure most in a working class constituency such as this. It seems almost incredible that they brought back 2 seats in the last election, and there's no chance of that happening again. Their 2 representatives were then Sean Arda and Michael Mulcahy. And the only good news for the party this time round is that Sean Arda has stepped down through health issues and Michael Mulcahy has a clear run to go and aim for probably the last seat available. Labour are running a fresh face, but it's a familiar name. It's in the form of Henry Upton, who's the 31-year-old nephew of the outgoing Labour TD, Dr. Mary Upton. And he's also the eldest son of the late Pat Upton, who died, I think, back in 1999. Upton is obviously having his first crack at a Dáil seat and he's reckoned that he will have a fair wind with his surname because Mary Upton is very well regarded in the constituency and Labour are polling very strongly in Dublin. Also on the Labour ticket are 2 more seasoned politicians. There's Eric Byrne, who has held a Dáil seat on various occasions and in fact lost on various occasions by very narrow margins. On one occasion he lost by just 5 votes. And also there is Michael Conaghan, who's a long-time councillor whose base is more in the west of the constituency towards Ballyfermot and Inchicore. Catherine Byrne is a Fine Gael TD in this area. She inherited many of the votes that Gay Mitchell used to pull in this constituency in previous elections. But curiously, the party this time has gone for a 3-candidate strategy. Alongside Byrne, there are 2 male candidates. It's Rory McGinley, a councillor, and another councillor, Colm Brophy. It's reported that Catherine Byrne is none too happy with this strategy, and most observers feel that it won't be successful in bringing in a second seat for the party unless it polls very well and unless those first preferences are shared very evenly between the 3 candidates. A year ago, Sinn Féin was suffering defections from the party and splits in its local organisation around these parts. It was riding low in the polls and Angus O'Snoddy, its TD, must have been regarded as at risk of losing his seat. However, it's picked up considerably over the last year and you have to say that Angus O'Snoddy was almost certain to come back. He's the sole candidate for the party there. Also on the left wing, he will be up against People Before Profit or United Left Alliance candidate Joan Collins. You might remember her as the woman who tackled Bertie Ahern outside the Dáil on his last day in the Oireachtas last month, and that publicity did her no harm. She's reckoned to have a good chance of getting a seat and she should be there or thereabouts for the last seat. The Greens, they keep changing their candidates in this constituency and their latest candidate, Oisín O'Halloin, isn't expected to feature, although if he stays in the constituency, he might be able to build up his vote. There are a number of minor candidates. Colm Callan is standing for the Christian Solidarity. Gerry Kelly is independent. And there are a number of other independents who won't feature. So I would predict Labour most likely to pick up 2 seats, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin 1 apiece, and the last seat, a tussle between Michael Mulcahy and Joan Collins, with perhaps Collins shading it.